only. Today FM. Highs today of 12 to 16 degrees. Today FM news, I'll have more at 3.
Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop. Oh, turn that off, sorry.
That's whoop, still
whoop.
On.
Can I get a whoop whoop? Whoop whoop. Can I get a Ben? Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop 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 whoop.
No. A whoop 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 whoop
whoop whoop whoop.
He just doesn't have it in him.
Whoop whoop
whoop whoop.
Sorry, go again.
Whoop whoop.
No, a whoop whoop
whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop
whoop whoop
whoop whoop whoop
whoop whoop.
Can I get a sushi?
Sushi.
Sushi.
Sushi. Yeah, this is a gentleman. He's in Cork. Is it in Castle? No, he's in Crosshaven. And a Cork Centre owner has gone viral after pronouncing sushi in an unusual way.
Oh, probably with a Cork accent, I'd imagine.
It's even more unusual than that, it has to be said. Have a listen. They hear he is promoting the sushi that they've got in store in, I think it's in Supermarket.
If fish is your fetish, we've got an incredible sushi offer right here at Central Crosshaven for 2 days.
Sushi, sushi,
sushi. When it's gone, it's gone. A fantastic range of fresh, delicious sushi now selling at far better than half price.
If fish is your fetish.
If fish is your fetish.
You've got a problem.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Even after all this time, Lewis Capaldi, friend of Niall Horan's. Let's forget me. We started with Avicii levels. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are ya?
Feeling great. The gang's all here.
Sorry, what?
Sushi? Sushi, anyone?
Sushi.
Sushi?
Sushi?
Sushi.
If fish is your fetish, we've got an incredible sushi offer right here at Central Crosshaven for 2 days. Fresh, delicious sushi.
I like sushi. Well, actually, I don't like the raw fish. I like it when it's cooked. So if it's like cooked and then cold, and then you put it in the bit of rice, whatever, so like leftovers.
So it's not really sushi.
No, it is sushi.
Is it sushi?
No, like the sushi, like salmon
what
rolls.
What qualifies as sushi then?
I don't know what makes it sushi. That's just Japanese food in general.
Right.
Is like, no, that's just Japanese food. No, it's like some sushi you can get that's like, it's cooked chicken, a bit of cooked chicken.
Mm.
Wrapped up with a bit of cucumber.
Ah, but that's fake sushi. That's sushi. That's not real sushi.
Well, I like that, but I don't like the raw fish.
I'm not mad on the raw fish myself.
No. Is it cheating then, unless it's raw?
I consider the raw stuff the real sushi.
12 movies with titles that reveal the entire plot. You ready?
Okay.
12 movies with titles. This isn't ruining the movie in the trailer.
Uh-huh.
This is ruining the movie in the title itself.
Right. Is Psycho one of them? I mean, effectively, that's
Could be,
the plot. Yeah. It revolves around the Psycho.
Here we go. Ready? Yeah. Let me go get them for
all
you.
Right.
The Shawshank Redemption. See, yeah, it's all there.
You do, but you need to know a few of the details to get that reference.
Why?
Still, don't.
He goes to Shawshank.
Yeah, but what's Shawshank if you
it's
haven't
prison.
Seen the movie?
It's a famous prison.
Yeah, but you only know that when you see the movie.
No. It is a famous prison. I knew that beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Because I'd read the book beforehand.
Fair enough.
Lone Survivors, 2013.
I saw that. That was quite good. Now, that does give away the plot.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
So they survive at the end then, I take it.
Well, actually, only one of them survives, so it should be Lone Survivor.
Survivor. Yeah. Free Willy, 1993.
Well, that could have been a movie about anything.
It's about Free Willy the orca whale, is what they should have said, yeah? Free Willy the killer whale, Free Willy the orca. Specific, to be specific.
0874-100-102. Somebody says Titanic, which is fair enough.
Yeah, except it shouldn't it be like Titanic, it sinks.
Well, everyone knows
it sinks. Yeah, fair enough. The Empire Strikes Back from 1980?
Yeah.
It does. Saving Private Ryan. They do,
yeah,
do and they
did.
They
do in the end, yeah.
Spoiler alert. This is good. 12 years a slave. So you're like 11 and a half years into the movie. And
what's
like,
going to happen?
I wonder how long this goes on for. Kill Bill.
There you go.
She does.
She does.
It takes her two films to do it, for crying out loud. Uh-huh. But you know, even going into the first film, you're like, well, I know how the second one's going to end.
Here's one that goes against the grain. Mission Impossible. Because if we've learned anything, those missions are actually very possible.
Yeah, he's done it again and again and again, consistently. Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Particularly when they start in the second film. Second and third ones, you're like, they're doing this again. Well, that's the whole point, I suppose. They're going back to the future.
Is The Day After Tomorrow there?
The Day After Tomorrow.
Because effectively, the whole movie moves along until they reach The Day After Tomorrow.
But doesn't the world end?
Does it?
Isn't The Day After Tomorrow the film where the world ends?
Oh, that's a sadder ending than I remembered. No. I thought that everyone survived. They just moved to the higher ground.
It should be called The World Ends The Day After Tomorrow. And
right,
then, you know. Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
They do. The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
That's a paragraph.
I mean, it's all, that's all there. That's a treatment. Do you want to do more of these on text?
Oh, they're flying in.
Right, okay. 0874-100-102. Tower Heist, 2011.
Yeah, good movie.
Ben Stiller. Snakes on a Plane. I mean, that does exactly what it says on the tin.
I can see out of the left corner of my eye, there have been millions of snakes on the planes coming in.
0874-100-102. This is Today FM. We'll do your roll call after a little mix. I always say what I'm feeling. I was born without a zip on my belly. Hang on, where's the thing at the end of it? There should be a little kind of...
Well, like a turkey gobble at the end.
A what?
A turkey gobble or a pigeon croon.
It's just kind of a... Young money.
It's not there, is it?
That's distressing, that is.
Now, you were expecting that.
Today FM playing the music you love, except for the very ends of the songs. Little Mix Woman Like Me with Nicki Minaj on there as well.
She might be, yeah.
Little Mix Woman Like Me. And there's a kind of a young money at the end of it. Please, you don't mind holding.
No, we'll
mind.
Hold, yeah.
Just stick around for the for the incredible payoff that this is sure to be.
Young money.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking. I knew I wasn't losing my mind. Anyone for sushi?
If fish is your fetish, we've got an incredible sushi offer right here at Central Cross Haven for 2 days. Fresh, delicious sushi.
Sushi, sushi, sushi. Let's ring Central Cross Haven and ask for some sushi to take away.
That's a good idea.
I was saying about sushi. Sushi comes from, and the raw fish element of it. I was saying, like, I like my sushi. I like cooked chicken, or I like a little bit of cooked salmon in there. What does sushi stand for? It stands for, sushi comes from a Japanese word meaning sour rice.
Okay.
And it's the rice that's at the heart of sushi, even though most of us think of it as raw fish. In fact, it's the word sashimi that refers to a piece of raw fish.
Aha!
So I'm having sushi, even though I'm not having raw fish.
Okay.
And it's wrapped up in the seaweed. I'm not keen on the seaweed either, but I'll put up with it. And I like a little bit of soy sauce on there. And some of the kind of that mustardy gunk, that goo, the mustardy sort. It's like a mustardy kind of paste that they use, like a mustard.
Could it just be mustard, right?
It's not mustard. No, it's something else. Some sort of other gunk.
Right.
And pickled, you got your little pickled pickled stuff as well. It's nice. It's nice. Yeah, but I like it within reason. I don't like to go crazy. 0874-100-102. Let's do a roll call. Ray's here. JP's there.
On show,
lads. Never mind the football team. UEFA should investigate Britney's singing in Hold Me Closer. Well, apparently there are two investigations ongoing at the moment.
Right.
Although the women's football team have apologised for singing up the rah, Britney has yet to issue a public apology with regard to her vocals in Hold Me Closer. On show, Ray, Mammy Leslie here with the kids Kira 8 and the babby Brian. Hi guys, home store more will be raging. When it's gone is their catchphrase. Oh, this is with regards to your man in Crosshaven saying when they're gone, when the sushi's gone, it's gone. Sushi. And on show, Moonshore Foley, how come your man pronounced all the other words correctly? He should have said, if fretch fitch is your fetish, we've a delicious range of fresh sushi for you. Sandra, you're exactly my kind of thinker. If fresh fish is your fetish.
If fish is your fetish, yeah. We've got an incredible sushi offer right here at Central Cross Avon for 2 days.
Yeah.
When it's gone, it's gone. A fantastic range of fresh, delicious sushi now selling at far better than half price.
Thank you, sir.
Is it wasabi you're talking about, Ray, when you're talking about the hot mustardy
the
stuff?
The mustardy stuff, that's it. There you go. You knew what I was talking about. You don't need to be texting and correcting me and everything. I'm not helpless yet. I mean, if I'm standing at the sushi counter and I said to the man,
yeah.
Have you got any of that kind of mustardy stuff? Have you got any of the mustardy, kind of that mustardy stuff?
Yeah.
They know what I'm talking about. Here we go. Titles of movies that give away the entire movie. Ready?
Yep.
Phone booth. Most useless title ever from Alan. What was it Jim used to say? Phone box. Phone box. Have you seen me in phone box? Custer's Last Stand from Jackie.
He doesn't have another one.
Groundhog Day. Yeah, okay, because it happens every day. Escape to Victory, 27 Dresses, 4 Weddings and a Funeral. 4 Weddings and a Funeral, Marie, you're bang on there. I still know what you did last summer from Jim. How about Singing in the Rain? Well, that doesn't happen for the entire film.
It's just a scene.
It only happens once in the film, Jess. It's not the whole film. Home Alone, definitely. And Honey, I Shrunk the Suchi. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, definitely. And what's the second one?
Oof,
honey, I'm still shrunking the kids. Honey, I'm still waiting for the kids to grow back to their regular size. What was it? Honey, I Shrunk the Baby. Was the follow-up, wasn't it? That was in the second one, you see, what they did was he used similar technology. Oh, hang on. He made the baby really big, didn't he? Hang on. Honey, I blew up the baby. We'll return to this. Stereophonics in Dakota, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Thursday afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. Feeling great. Feeling a bit weird today, actually. I think I'm coming down with something.
Oh, no.
And I'm enjoying it. You know, kind of a way.
Okay, you're a little bit woozy.
Nice. Jeffy, what's your fetish again?
Kink.
What's your fetish?
Sushi, actually.
Is it fish?
Sorry, it's fish.
A rice dish, cold rice
fish
dishes.
Is your fetish, we've got an incredible sushi offer right here at Central Cross Avon for 2 days.
Hmm?
When it's gone, it's gone.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it was a kink. It's more of just a fetish. Don't hate me for it, you know. I'm just living my best life over here.
Just don't check his browser history.
I always disable cookies and history.
Open an incognito window. It's ringing.
That sounds like a Cork ringtone to me, actually.
Crosshaven?
Yeah.
Oh, come on!
No!
Don't be like that.
Unbelievable scenes.
Come on, Ronnie Kiffelin. It's ringing again.
Come on. Cross your fingers. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
These people are busy. They're in the middle of rush hour. Come on. Is it Centra or Super Value?
Centra.
Mm-hmm. They're putting us on silent now. That's
all. Can I help you?
Hello there. I'm looking. I was wondering, do you do any lunch dishes?
Apologies. Do I do any lunch dishes?
Lunch dishes. Hello?
Yes?
Lunch dishes? Like, cold rice fish dishes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do.
What have you got anything Japanese?
No Japanese, no.
Anything involving rice, rolled rice and seaweed?
Seaweed, yeah, you're good, you're good.
Come on, man, say it for us. This is Today FM calling.
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for that Japanese dish to which you're going viral on the internet.
Sure, and who are you looking to speak to?
To the gentleman with regard to the Japanese.
Oh yes, you're looking to speak to Bernard. He's not here at the moment.
Oh, is he not? I'm sorry to have missed him. Then listen, thanks for taking our call, though.
Not a problem. Bye.
Bye bye.
I like that guy.
Fair play to him. He wasn't taking any nonsense from me. And remember, if you're looking for sushi or indeed suchi...
If fish is your fetish, we've got an incredible suchi offer right here at Central Cross Avon for 2 days. When it's gone, it's gone. A fantastic range of fresh, delicious suchi now selling at far better than half price.
Very similar voice.
Delicious, yeah. Delicious. 0874 100 102. We do movies today?
We are indeed, yeah.
Right, we'll do movies in a couple of minutes. We'll play some Tori Amos and Miley Cyrus on the way next.
Ray Foley.
Hi, Cyrus from Midnight Sky. This is Today FM. We play the music you love.
Hi, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm up for sushi.
If fish is your fetish,
check.
We've got an incredible sushi offer right here at Central Cross Avon for 2 days.
Lovely. So we rank Central Cross Avon. 0874 100 102. Well, making a state in the obvious.
That lad did not want to talk to you, Foley.
No. He didn't want to barrow me. I was just trying to get him to say the word sushi. And a lot of people making the observation that he did sound similar to the man who answered the phone, sounded similar to the man who was in the video. But we can neither confirm nor deny that. Or maybe they all sound exactly the same. He was good. Crosshaven Centra 1, Ray Foley 0 from Michelle. Michelle telling it like it is. That was awkward, .. but hilarious from Veronica. Well, the man doesn't have to say sushi if he doesn't want to. I'm sure he's getting it all day. That was the guy, I'd say, from Michael. He's similar, but we don't know. Do you know what? He's dead right. It's not big and it's not clever. The man's in the middle of work, trying to get his job done. In the middle of lunch rush hour. He's got some muppet up in Dublin, ringing him.
Dublin Media, yeah?
That's the Dublin Media gombeans, ringing him up, trying to get him to say sushi. I mean, it's not hard, it's not big, and it's not clever. Colum is here, everybody.
Hi, Colum.
Speaking of not big and not clever, well, you're fairly big. How are you?
I'm pretty well, via you.
I'm sure I'm all right. Are you from anywhere near Crosshaven?
I was going to bring it up. Thank God you brought it up. Not too far.
Really?
Not too far, yeah.
Can you say sushi for us?
I can.
Go on.
Sushi.
Sushi?
Yeah.
Can you say sushi?
Sushi.
There you go, yeah.
I can say both.
Yeah, how would you naturally say it? That Japanese
well,
rice,
let me get
rice
into character.
Dish.
Yeah. Can I have some sushi, please? Sushi.
That's it, yeah, sushi.
Sushi, please.
You got it,
thank
yeah.
You. I'd like to say it three times because they don't understand me.
it's difficult.
I really brought myself back there, wow.
Let's talk about what's on telly. I've been stuck on Dragons, House of the Dragon. I haven't watched any of the Lord of the Rings show yet. Once I'm done with my Dragons, I'll watch some of the Lord of the Rings. And what's the other one that's finishing up this week? Oh, She-Hulk is finishing up this week, but I haven't watched any of that because, as we've said before, as we've already covered, yeah, the Marvel TV shows are rubbish. Let's look ahead to the movies though this weekend. And Hollywood ends, Halloween ends. Jamie Lee Curtis has been pushing this. She visited last week or the week before, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. I watched the interview in preparation, in research for the slot.
Right.
And I watched her interview and it was very entertaining with this very radio station. And here we are talking about her again with She'd Love. And this is Halloween ends because this is going to be the end for Jamie Lee Curtis.
There's one of those movie titles that says what happens.
It gives it away, doesn't it?
It gives away what's happening in it. Because Halloween is ended. Or at least that's what they're saying for this outing, unless it makes a load of money and they bring it back again.
Yes, I mean, it's out tomorrow, but one must wait to watch this until the 1st of November.
In order for it to be
tomorrow.
Over. So what's the general gist? Yeah.
So they're back to basically strife in their life. So the reboot of this came in 2018. So this is 4 years on from that. There was Halloween Kills after Halloween when it was rebooted in 2018. We're 4 years on now in the storyline. So Laurie, Jamie Lee Curtis, is writing her memoir of what happened ever since she was first terrorized way back in 1978 in the first film. It's therapeutic. It helps her get through all the trauma that she has faced in, you know, decades of this.
Of course, that's
turmoil
what they
by
say.
Michael Myers.
Journaling is a good idea.
Exactly. To write, she lives with her granddaughter.
Write down your
Allison.
Feelings. Write down how you're getting on. Unless, of course, a killer arrives wearing a mask and holding a knife.
But how can she focus on this memoir?
I'd say it's very distracting.
How could she do this? You'd be writing, you'd be looking up.
Can I ask,
you'd be looking back.
What have law enforcement been doing around that town?
It's dreadful,
well,
isn't it?
I thought this too, John Paul. I thought the exact same thing. But it turns out that Michael Myers is nowhere to be seen for 4 years. That guy is stealth.
Right.
You're not going to see Michael Myers if he doesn't want to be seen.
Wouldn't that's you be on high alert? I mean, in around the 29th of October, you're kind of like, I tell you what, lads, I'm going away for a week.
Let's do a stakeout at Jamie Lee Curtis's house because there's a high likelihood Michael Myers is going to show up.
Is it any good? What's the reviews like?
Not great, no. Not great. No, it's I'd say it's the weakest in the three. Since 2018.
The new three.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The new three, not the original now. I mean, there's nothing to touch the original, which I do like in 1978. That's a great one. But it's probably the weakest in terms of the storyline. Like, she lives with her adult granddaughter, Allison, who's going out with this guy called Corey, who is responsible for the death of a child when he was babysitting the child. Already a massive red flag there. Doesn't matter to Allison. She drives on anyway. She says the best side of Corey.
All these new characters, they're just fresh meat, really. That's all they are. Just fresh people that you can kill off so that you can keep Jamie Lee Curtis for the next film.
I tell you what the problem with this is.
Jamie Lee keeps shoving people. She's shoving young people in front of her while Michael grabs them. Sorry, what is the problem?
Ray, can I tell you what's the problem with this now?
What's the problem?
There's very little sign of Michael Myers.
Oh, really?
Very not enough little Michael. Sign of Michael. Like, very sporadic in his appearance. Less is more, Michael. Like, that's really good. He's gone for 4 years, but I mean, we thought he was coming back with a bang, but like, he's working part time these days. You know, he's gone into early retirement. Lacking
He'd
a bit
be
of
a good age, though,
part.
When you consider how old is Jamie Lee Curtis? She's in her 60s, 70s. He'd be at least another 20 years older than that.
Well, if he was in his 20s in 1978, then he's a pensioner, isn't he?
But there's visual maths there. She is the granddaughter or grandmother of an adult granddaughter.
All Quiet on the Western Front is also out this weekend. This is on Netflix. I've seen the trailers. So this looks, the reviews are incredible for this. It looks like a full-on, mega, massive production. A war movie.
Yeah, war movie based on World War One. So you have Paul and his friends, German schoolmates, 17 years of age, going all very, very excited to lead Germany into victory in Paris. They're told they're the future of the country. They're going to be the current heroes and the future brains of the country, and basically the realities of war and the brutality and the futility of it all is very apparent to Paul and his buddies very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's based on the original classic novel from 1928 or 1929. It was released. It was serialized first in German newspapers in 28, released in 1929, was an absolute smash hit of the time. The Nazis completely barred it. And so there's been two versions of this already, but this is the first German language version of the movie. So the film is mostly in German. There's a bit of French as well, and it's all subtitled for English.
Oh, thank God for the rest of us, for the gobshites amongst us. Is it any good? Well, from what I've been reading, it's sensational.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So it starts in spring 1917 in northern Germany. And then what's different to the book and where it separates itself, it's kind of a modern take from the German perspective, is that it skips forward 18 months right to the very end of the war, November 1918. And then it's actually, there's a fictionalized German attack in the film. So I suppose it's from the German perspective, which we never had before.
That's going to be on Netflix this weekend?
It's in the cinemas tomorrow. It's Netflix on the 28th of October. So you can see it tomorrow in cinemas, or you can wait for a couple of weeks to see it on Netflix.
And not giving anything away in the title there necessarily either, because all is not necessarily quiet.
No.
Well, it's one of those opposites of what we've been talking about. Not giving away the title. Not giving away the movie and the title on it. Colm, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, love. Sushi for lunch?
Sushi, please.
Sushi all round. Sushi. Tori Amos, Today FM. And children on Today FM. Wait for it. I love another bit of dead air. Seriously though, if any song lends itself to a bit of dead air before it, it has to be Robert Miles' Children. You can't be playing jingles and talking into Robert Miles' and Children. You got to get it just right. You got to go completely dead, just so it can be done right. That first note. Text and WhatsApp, 0874-100-102.
Sinead's been in touch, Ray. She says, well, thanks, Ray. I'm out walking in a dark forest. The music stops and there's creepy whisperings in my ear. I had a heart attack and I'm now dead. I look forward to haunting you, says Sinead.
Wait for it. Sinead. Oh, wait for it. Right, what have I got for you? Oya pumpkins. Halloween fans, this is a... I was talking about pumpkins yesterday. Was it yesterday before? I said, don't get your pumpkins just yet. Don't be carving them just now. Because there's big bins of pumpkins in all the supermarkets. And if you go carving right away, you'll have orange mush on your doorstep by the time Halloween comes around. Of course, you can just buy another pumpkin and do it again in the week of. But for me, my... I've only got a once a year Halloween pumpkin carving enthusiasm in me. If I was doing it twice in October, I'd be done. Halloween fans, to count the cost of summer heatwave, as pumpkins will be smaller than usual. Apparently, our pumpkin produce isn't as good this year down to the conditions during growing during this. Let me call my pumpkin guy.
He's got a pumpkin guy. It's incredible.
Please hold.
You never fail to surprise me on that one.
I've got a number for everyone in my contacts. It's ringing. This is Eamon.
Hello.
Hello, Eamon. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm right fine, Ray. How are you?
I'm middling to rough. I'm feeling spooky.
Oh, it's Halloween time.
Ooh, this is Eamon, let's talk turkey. Although I'm maybe 2 months early for turkey. Let's talk pumpkin instead. This is the article that our pumpkins are going to be smaller. You grow pumpkins, do you?
I grow pumpkins. Have done since 2008.
Right.
And I started with about an acre and a half, and my neighbours thought I got completely mad. But we stuck at it, and this year what's happened is that we had a dry spell in, naturally everybody knows, had a good summer,
yeah,
in July and August, and the pumpkins are slightly smaller, and there's also extremely good demand this year for some reason.
I think over the last, for me it's been the last 3 years, definitely pumpkins have just gone wild in popularity. We've gone very American with Halloween.
When I grew them first in 2008, I was supplying pellet Super Value in Wexford Town, around their shops in around Wexford Gorey and Arklow.
Right.
And they were taken. They thought it was fantastic when they sold 500 pumpkins. And now I think you could put a one in front of that, you know, at least.
Wow.
You know, so it's really gone. It's gone mad. I'm doing about 25 acres now. And I wouldn't risk any more. They're extremely risky. This year is okay. We had some dry weather, and we had very little rainfall in August. August is a crucial month because rots set in at that stage, and everybody knows that when they look into a bin of pumpkins at a supermarket to see rots, they're not very happy, you know?
Yeah, because it needs to look like movie quality or TV show, you know, like you see on the telly. Needs to have all the... And what's the key then, I suppose, to pumpkin growing?
The key is relatively dry weather for a dry summer. Now, this summer we had... June wasn't brilliant insofar as we had a kind of a very onset of spell after planting. And instead of getting, say, a 95 or 100% take on your plants in the ground, we probably got about 80-85, so that affected your yields. But we've very little rots, and very the quality is very good. The size may be a little bit on the smaller size than what people, everybody loves a big pumpkin.
Yeah.
But if they're solid, they're good to cut, carve, and they'll hold for the couple of weeks. You know?
You're in Wexford, are you?
Down in the sunny southeast, down in Cairn, Cairn Beach.
What made you get into it in the first place? Was it like the seasonality of it, like the fact that we have gone all American with our Halloweens?
No, I actually I used to do cauliflower and broccoli, and that market changed, and I felt I'd try and go mad and try something different, and you would want to be a madman out of
pumpkins. Because they're fragile, they're that delicate.
Yeah, but it's safe. For instance, last year was good, this year was good, but 2012, for example, I didn't even make half my costs. In 2019, I about made my costs. You know,
so it's just a big gamble.
It is a gamble. It is a gamble. But that's a beekeeper as well. That's another mad thing to do.
A beekeeper, that's a deadly buzz.
Yeah,
Eamon Mullins Honey.ie. Well, honey, yeah. thanks for taking the call from us this afternoon. I appreciate it. And good luck. I take it things are going well this year, then, yeah?
Things are going well. We won't complain, but, as always, next year, and we try our best again.
Okay, nice one. I'll be carving, I'm sure, some of your product in the next week or two. I'll give it another 10 days or so. Listen, man, thanks for taking the call.
Don't wait too long to be all gone out of shops.
Well, this is it as well. That's the risk. I'll buy two while I'm at it. Listen, man, thanks for taking the call. Much love and all the best.
No problem, mate. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the weekend is coming.
Your pumpkin guy there.
That's my pumpkin guy.
Yeah.
Actually, I should have asked him how to maintain it. The Vaseline is the trick. We're all on to it at this stage. Right. Example kick starts. This is Today FM. You want me to come out your life without you. Example and kickstarts. This is Today FM playing the music you love. I hope. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you doing?
0874 100 102 on text.
Emma's been in touch. She says, God help us, Ray. I'm from the generation who broke spoons and fingers carving turnips.
Uh-huh.
I remember attempting this myself. That's a hard veg.
I was talking to my pumpkin guy a few minutes ago, yeah. Eamon. He says the pumpkin crop might be, the individual pumpkins might be a little bit smaller this year, but they're still all good. You still get a pumpkin out of it. He's based in Wexford. And did he say 25 acres of pumpkin?
25 acres, yeah.
That's a lot of pumpkin. And I suppose, are we really into the pumpkin soup and the pumpkin pie and mashed pumpkin and all that?
And your latte and whatnot.
I don't think we are. I think it's more the Halloween thing, really, is what the pumpkin craze is all about, the seasonal pumpkin craze. And did you know that Emma texting on the turnips. Did you know that that whole thing came from turnips in the first place?
The pumpkin carving was a turnip thing.
Why would you ever
pick such a tough veg to carve, though? I mean, a spud's easier to go at.
Well, Halloween is an Irish thing. Did you know this? This is all...
We imported...
Yeah, but we... all of it was originally ours. Ireland.
Right.
And we used to carve turnips in Ireland. And I think then when it was taken on by other cultures or other countries or other jurisdictions, the Americans had the right idea. And they were like, I tell you what, lads, this turnip, carving holes in turnips, just, and the broken fingers with the spoon, no thanks. And they went with, although in fairness, pumpkins are not easy either. Have I told you my pumpkin hack for pumpkin carving?
You've got a pumpkin hack as well as a pumpkin guy. You're a pumpkin fountain of knowledge.
I'm pumping out the pumpkin facts.
Go.
Genuinely, this will change your life. Mammies and daddies, this will change your life. What you do is, you drill the hole, not drill, you cut the hole in the top of the pumpkin with a knife, as normal.
So there's like almost a lid.
Yeah. And then you get a metal spoon or a big spoon or a mashed potato ice cream scoop thing, yeah? And you scoop out all the seeds, which is relatively easy to do. And then what you need to do is get the meat, the harder bit of the... You need to try and thin that out a bit, okay?
Okay.
And what I do there is I get a drill and put something hard. Like, what I used to do is get a whisk. Like, the mechanical whisks? A whipped cream whisker. You know the hard thing on a whisker?
Yeah.
The whisk element.
The metal bit.
Attach that to a drill, like a plug-in...
Black & Decker job.
Yeah. Attach that to it, put it in, and just full speed, highest speed, and blend it. Blend the bejesus out of the inside of the pumpkin until it just creates a pulp, and then you just pour it out.
Huh. There you go.
It takes maybe five... Put it in the sink, of course, and a cover up around it because it tends to splash. But I tell you... Saves so much time, and that's that bit of taking all that garbage out of the middle of the pumpkin is the worst bit. The fun bit then is the drawing it on and then cutting it out and all that business. So you want to get to that as quickly as possible. So use a drill, use something hard. Another one is the very wide thing you use to cut holes. That's not a technical term. It's a it's a wide one for wood.
Sure, yeah,
you know the wide ones.
I do. Yeah,
the very wide kind of sharp, pointy stainless steel one. The very wide one.
Yeah.
It's flat.
You're asking me to retain a lot of information on pumpkins here.
Or use that as well and you can do it. And again, similarly, just use it to pulp the inside of your pumpkin. There's your hacks now. You can text in your words of thanks and your gratitude on the usual number.
Ray Foley.
All right, my friend, stick around.
With Supermax. Home on wrist and
it's a new watch. Just to show off this lad. Lato. This is the remix. Today FM playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon, Ray Foley on for your Thursday. Well done, Edel and Wexford.
Oh, yeah, what a chance.
She won herself nearly €16,000 on the Today FM cash machine. With Today FM blasting in the kitchen, she's a chef and God lover. She needs to stay and work for the rest of the day now. You got people to, you got mouths to feed, Edel. If you want to get in to win, Matt Cooper will have a new total for you a little bit later on, right here on Today FM. Stick around, he's on after 4:30. On pumpkins, I was saying about using the what's the thin drill bit that you drill perfect holes with? What's that?
Somebody said it was a spade bit. A spade bit.
There you go. Okay. So put that. So the widest one of them you've got.
Yeah.
Stick it on your drill and then stick it into the top of the cut open the top of the pumpkin. And then drill in, you know, mulch the sides of it, and then you can, then it's thin enough for cutting and carving. Sharon's over there as well. 0874 100 102. Here, your pumpkin hacks.
Hi guys, just a tip on the pumpkin carving.
You cut the hole at the bottom.
What happened there?
No, her phone must have changed.
So she was on the Bluetooth, was she?
Hi guys, just a tip on the pumpkin carving.
You cut the hole at.
That's amazing, isn't it? So what, say you cut the hole?
You cut the hole at the bottom of the pumpkin as opposed to cutting the lid off the top. It survives longer because the heat, if you put candles inside it, it shrinks the top and then the lid falls in. But if you do it from the underneath...
So you cut your hole, yeah. And then put your pumpkin...
You cut a hole.
Sorry, what?
You cut a hole.
You cut the hole in the pumpkin, rather, yeah. And then you put the hole, you put your hole over the candle.
don't do that. That's not a hack.
There's a solid top left on it.
There you go. So you got the solid top then on the top of it. It won't collapse in on top of itself.
That's a proper hack.
Very clever, Sharon. Thank you very much for that. And Paddy's over there as well, Paddy.
Paddy, we used to use coconuts. So we'd clean out the coconut. Obviously, we'd cut it with a saw, clean it out, eat it. And then,
oh, right, so you use a saw. I was thinking, how would you cut? Because a coconut would be kind of too hard, but you maybe use a jigsaw or something.
We use various drill bits to like whatever faces we want, and then wee saws and stuff, and all the rest.
Gotcha.
And
hello?
When we finished that, what did we do?
What? Wait, what did you say?
When we finished that, what did we do?
What did you do? What?
Oh, yeah, we stuck candles on them like normally, but that was the joys of the mid 90s when we had no. Pumpkins.
Yeah, good times.
Hey, well, love the show.
Hey, chill, brother. We got there in the end. We don't use candles anymore. We use those, you can get them in any of the Euro shops or Euro Giant or Deals or whatever. You know, they look like little candles, like the little tea lights. But ever since the story, the horrific story of Claudia Winkleman's child, her son or daughter, they were trick-or-treating and their costume went up on fire.
Oh, no.
It was horrific. You can get little... oh, my God, stop.
With Supermax,
oh, my God, it was the middle telling the story.
Now open at the N17 Plaza in
Tune. You can get little... They look like candles.
They're flicker. LED jobs, are they?
They're just little... they look just like little candles. And then they've got a little battery in them, you turn them on and off.
Child's safe.
Much, much safer. Just if you're putting them out on your doorstep, because that's what happened. It was on the doorstep, going door to door, whatever. You're putting them out on the doorstep. Don't use naked flames. You can get these jobs instead. Right, stick around playing LaRue and Tom Grennan on the way. LaRue and Bulletproof. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. How you doing? Blink 182. They're coming back to Ireland next year, next September. Blink 182. Blink 182, rather. They've just announced their first world tour in nearly a decade. It's been that long since they've been on the road. So they're hitting the road again, coming to Ireland. And they've got a new album coming out soon as well. They'll be playing Dublin's 3 Arena on the 5th of September, 2023. And right here on this little broadcast, we've got the first tickets in the land to give away. If you want to get into win, how many times a day does the average person blink? Do they blink 182 times?
No, they don't.
Do they blink 5,000 times? Or does the average person blink 16,800 times? If you wanted to get in to win a pair of tickets for Blink 182 next September, before they go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., ticketmaster.ie, tell us, is it 182 times, 5,000 times or 16,800 times the average number of blinks a day? 0874-100-102. Get your answer into us along with your name and where you're from, please.
Ray Foley.
We'll have a winner in a couple of minutes.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group.
And a pair of 140-year-old jeans have sold in an auction for around €90,000. The Levi's found in an abandoned mine shaft in the US. They're apparently still wearable, but covered in wax drippings from candles down the mines. It's 2.5 minutes past four.
I'd love to know the story behind them, though. It's like someone came out of there without their trousers. It's like, where did he meet?
John, what are you asked?
John, what are you doing? Covered in soot. Yeah.
He's lost his trousers again.
John, for God's sake, get back down that mine shaft and get your jeans.
Some showers and they will clear later on. Highs this evening of 13 to 15 degrees. Today FM News, more on the last word at half four.
Hey Ben, you rock, man!
Thank you.
You rock! You rock, man. Hey Ben.
Yeah?
We call Carlo?
Carlo.
Carlo.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I like Carlo.
What do you like about Carlo?
The road out of it. Hey!
You go, that's unfair to any Carlowegians.
What was the nightclub in Carlow? We had a great night in.
Industry or something like that. Finance. Was it something like that?
Industry.
Manufacturing. It was something like that. The factory nightclub? It was something along those lines.
I think it was the factory.
The foundry. I was real close.
Finance.
Anyway, let's make a call, yeah?
All right, we're looking for the blinks. Blink 182 tickets to give away right here.
Hello?
It's ringing. It was ringing. Now it's answered. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Is Carlo I'm calling?
It's Leona. Yep. Ray.
Is that Leona?
It is Leona, yeah. Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm middling to rough. How are you, though, more importantly?
I'm not too bad, yeah.
Are you a Blink-182 fan?
I am, indeed.
Have you seen them live before?
I did. The last time they came here, I seen them live, yeah.
When was that? Because they were saying like it's been nearly 10 years since they were touring.
It's definitely been over 10 years, yeah.
Has much changed for you in the last 10 years, Leona?
Oh, it definitely has, yeah.
You're a different woman.
I was about 20 back then.
And now you're 30. That's maths, though.
And now I'm 30, well done, yeah.
That's maths, yeah. Thanks for that.
Slam dunk on that one, right?
Thank you very much indeed. I didn't even need to get the phone out or anything. It's brilliant.
I didn't get the shoes on.
I didn't use the calculator. That's just off the top of my head, that arithmetic. Come here, Leona. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. How many times a day does the average person blink? Is it A, 182 times or 182 times? Is it B, 5,000 times or C, 16,800 times?
It's 16,800 times.
Of course! Yay! Yes! Two tickets for you for Blink 182 next September in the Three Arena, 5th of September. Tickets are going on sale Friday morning, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.ie. But Leona and Carlo, you've got a pair of tickets first before anybody else. Well done, madam.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks so much.
You're welcome so much. Listen, thanks for coming on. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Ray. And all right.
What?
Love the show.
Hey! Foley. Enjoy the gig. Big Alan, stay the night. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. All right, good afternoon. Look out, Galway. Here we come. The Galway Comedy Festival's on the end of this month. The dates, the 25th to the 31st of October. Tickets are on sale now at galwaycomedyfestival.ie. And you are spoiled for choice. Over 100 artists performing. Carl Spain, Dylan Moran, Tommy Tiernan, Jim Owen, Deirdre O'Kane, Kevin McAleer, Rich Hall, Arglohan, and loads more. The website again, www.galwaycomedyfestival.ie. Two nights in Galway, two tickets for a show of your choice. We'll put you up in the G Hotel. You'll have a pre-show dinner there on a night of your choice in the hotel's signature lounge. And you'll stay in a superior room. The GHotel.ie is their website. No ordinary hotel. 5-star luxury, beautiful surroundings and extraordinary experiences await you there. If you're in the mood for an extraordinary comedic experience, not an easy one today.
Oh, really? You think so?
All you have to do is identify the comedian and text into us his name or her name along with your own to 0874-100-102. You ready?
Yeah.
Have a listen to this.
And we would all gather round the television, the whole 17 of us, and you might spend 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 27, 32. You can do the lotto at the same time, really. 26, 3 hours. Watching the television. And God, it was a pastime now, to be honest. It passed the night, in my opinion. It made the evening shorter. And we would all gather around, and at the finish up, my grandmother, she would say, turn it on.
He's also been in Derry Girls recently, and he's brilliant in that. What's his name? 0874 100 102. Text in your answer to us. We'll have another winner. Just prices out the yin yang. This is Today FM. Remember that tank top you wore. Baby Bird, and you're gorgeous. And you know what, dear listeners? You are. Today FM, playing the music you love. You can do this now if you like.
Yeah, go on.
Give away the tickets for going. I hit the wrong button here. The wrong button. No, Matt's going to lose the plot. Let's bongo. Galway Comedy Festival, end of this month, the 25th to the 31st of October. GalwayComedyFestival.ie. Tickets on sale now. Over 100 acts performing. It's going to be amazing, as it is every year. It's going to be wild. With two nights in the G Hotel, you go along to a gig, you get dinner in the Superior. It's the Signature Lounge, and we put you in a Superior room to stay as well. The GHotel.ie online there. I played a little bit of a comedian. I'll play a little bit again. Here
we go. And we would all gather around the television.
Who's that? Yeah, that's...
You said it was difficult. It wasn't difficult at all.
I think it's a bit sticky. I think it's a little bit sticky.
It's ringing. Oh, Athlone. That's Athlone.
Hello.
Hello, Niall.
How are you doing?
Hello there. I'm just calling with regard to your life insurance.
How are you, Ray?
I need to come up with a script, actually, that I can just read to people just for messing purposes. Hey, Niall, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Ray. How are you?
Where are you in Athlone, are you?
I'm not. I'm in Dublin, Ray, at the moment.
Oh, right. Do you live in Athlone? What's the Athlone link?
No, I live in County Meath, Ray.
Oh, my God. What's this joke around?
It's the ringtone sounded like Athlone, but now that you mention it, it sounds a bit like Meath.
Meath in Dublin.
Yeah, it does.
Where are you from? Dublin, is it?
I'm from Dublin. I live in Meath, yeah.
Okay, whereabouts in Dublin are you from?
I'm originally from Ringdown, Ray.
Okay, lovely. And what are you doing? What is are you working in town, or what are you up to?
I'm working away, yeah, all over Dublin, yeah. I'm a courier delivering car parts.
Gotcha. Who do you work for?
I work for Axos. They're a company based in County Meath there.
Shout out to everyone in work then.
Shout out to everyone in Axos there, clutch and flywheel specialist.
Who was the comedian for the Stay in Galway and the Galway Comedy Festival? Who was the comedian we played?
It was Kevin McAleer, right?
Of course it was! Yes. So, two tickets for you to a gig of your choice, and we'll put you up in the G Hotel. You have dinner as well, 25th and 26th of October. Enjoy it at the Galway Comedy Festival.
That's superb. Thanks very much, Ray.
Cheers, sir. Have a good day.
Owen Ray. Yeah. Absolutely love the show.
Hey! Cheers, brother! Drive safe. All the best. Bye. Enjoy Galway. All right, we've got one more two-night stay for two in the G Hotel and the Galway Comedy Festival. Your chance to win. Right, we'll try and get it done earlier tomorrow, okay? Justin Timberlake and Sexy Back at Today FM. I'm bringing Sexy back, cause she'll burn it up for me, and that's a fact. Yeah. Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back on Today FM, playing the music you love. We're out of time. I like, he said, Matt's going to kill me. He'll throttle me. He'd be like Homer. I'd be like Bart.
Yeah.
He'd be like Boy Doe. I'd be
like, violence is always his first resort, isn't it?
Never.
There's no talking to him.
Diplomacy has never been his strong suit. No. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, I swear to God. We didn't get to do Holly Wallaby, where this morning presenter Holly Willoughby joins our efforts to find that actually any sign of that wallaby from Waterford.
I looked through reports and there's no reports having been found.
Someone's holding on to that wallaby. And we didn't get to do James Galway Comedy Festival.
Hey.
Where world-renowned flautist, that's a man with a flute,
yeah,
James Galway comes in and tells us some jokes in James Galway Comedy Festival. Maybe we'll get to do that on the show tomorrow. We're on from 2. Matt Cooper's next. Have yourself a lovely evening.
Ray Foley.
Adios, amigo.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken.